Are you looking for the safe space? Maybe going for the right space? Quest the podcast, we stay here, not just for the gays. What was the all days, darling? Where am I asking, bitch? Come sit down here. Popcorn's diva, come sit there. Quest the podcast, just here for you. Get your hair, please, plug on it. We're going in this place, darling. So fucking LGBT, mama. Yes. It's Quest the podcast, baby. I'm going no further. It's the house of the homosexuals. This is Quest City Podcast, Nigerian first LGBTIQ lifestyle podcast. We are queer here, we're LGBT here.
Guys, yo, what's up? It's Conrad of Quest City, and you're all welcome to this week's episode, darling. If today is your first day of listening, this is Quest City Podcast, Nigerian first LGBTIQ lifestyle podcast. We really appreciate it, everybody, and we slap shit to you all who applied to volunteer for Quest City Podcast. Guys, I give you all thumbs up. You guys really try for us. We can't but just thank you guys enough. Applying to volunteer for Quest City is like you're appreciating our work on another bigger level. You know, apart from listening, also volunteering to work for. That's a whole level of encouragement, guys. We really appreciate you all. If today is your first day of listening, this is Quest City Podcast. It's Nigerian first LGBTIQ lifestyle podcast, darling. It's a weekly podcast with new episodes every Monday. Darling, new episode comes out every Monday, guys. New episode comes out every Monday. Make sure you're subscribed so you could keep getting our episode. Where are you listening from? Google Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere else where you listen. Make sure you're just subscribing. Click on that subscribe button, guys. Click on it, guys. I don't know if you guys have heard this. Mentally Aware, it's a discussion of mental health issues amongst sexual minorities. It's a program by Access to Health and Right Development Initiative, ADI. It's a program scheduled for the 29th of March 2018, guys. And it's going to happen in the city of Lagos. Yes! Giddy town! Yes, we're coming to the Giddy Town itself. Guys, it's happening in Giddy Town, and it's strictly by invitation. Guys, I'm sure you all have gotten your invitation. You don't want to miss it. And in case you haven't gotten your invitation, make sure you're texting Adi on Twitter at Adi Initiative. That's their Twitter handle, and you can just go to their website, adinitiative.com or adinitiative.com. ADINITIATIVE at initiative.com. You can just go there and contact them for your ticket so you could go to the event. Guys, today I really want to talk about this topic. It has really been shaking my heart. But then I'm still like, because I'm a first class victim of this. Classism in the community. What is classism, guys? I think, if I'm not wrong, classism is, in a layman word, let me break it down. I say, classism is a process whereby in the community of friends or in the community of people, there is another community. I don't know if you're able to understand that. Okay, I think there is a saying that says, in your circle, there is a circle. That's classism. Right? In your circle, there is another circle. Oh, let me just, guys, let me read this. It says, discrimination or prejudice that is based on social class. Right? You know, this is like, I miss our community. We're not having other community who are arranged or who are, I think arranged is better. Who are arranged based on their power, wealth, or any other criteria, right? Maybe tush. Would I use the word tush? Or classy, more elegant, more expensive, all this kind of thingy, you know. Right? In our community, because I remember back then when I was finding my feet in the community, there are quite a number of persons. There are quite a number of groups. Your pals will tell you, you see that group, you can't move closer to them. They are big boys, they are big girls in quotes, yava yava yava. you know, you can't ask them out. Even if you're attracted to any one of them, you can't tell them because you guys don't belong to the same class, right? And then this really, I'm like, it tore my spirit. It really did tore my spirit because I see some people in this class that I really want to resonate with, I want to talk with, or I even find attractive sometimes. But then I can't talk to them because I know when I talk to them, they would snub me. They'll be like, no, dude. And it's a thing in the queer community. It's a thing. It's a thing, right? Because I now have access to top events in the country, top queer events in the country. And there's this small boy somewhere who is just trying to find himself and just, you know, get on his feet in the community. And I'll be like, you know what? I can't converse with you because you're not where I am. Until you're able to get to where I am, that's when I can converse with you. But till you get to, you were able to do that, you can go talk to people of your age and not even age, people of your class. Yes, people of your class. You know, and this is crazy. It's so crazy because I remember there was a day I was on Facebook and there was this person on Facebook who was telling another queer person that even if for cheap data and cheap Android phone, you wouldn't be able to converse with me. And I'm like, oh no. We're in the same community for crying out loud. We've got the same struggle. Why are you trying to just make this person feel low of himself or feel, you know, smaller than he is? It's crazy. Guys, it's really, really crazy. It's really, really crazy because, you know, I got to think of it. Okay, now you work for whatever phone you're using, whatever smartphone you're using, maybe an iPhone X Max or whatever, and that boy using the Techno Y1 or Y2. You work for yours. Maybe you also work for his. You don't know what the struggle is. He might not have been getting support from his family. They might have cut support off from him. And he also did his life to get that little phone he's having. And he's trying to just connect with you or just hear his own opinion. And because he's in an iPhone X Max or you've been opportune to meet people in your life or you are way up there, you feel, sorry, you can't resonate with him. It's wrong. You know, classism is one of the things that is tearing our community apart every day and every time because the Yoruba people will say, meaning that the hand of a child can never get to the upper part of the house, right? It cannot get to the top of the shelf. I think that's right. The hand of the child cannot get to the top of the shelf. Likewise, the older men or the older person's hand cannot enter a verse, right? The older person's hand cannot enter a verse. So the older person is the little kid's hand to make out anything from the verse, and the little kid also needs the older person's hand to pick anything from the shelf. You know, like, we have to synergize as a community. We just really need to. Lack of this synergy due to classism is what is tearing us apart every day. Because you are trying to show that I belong to the top classes. I have lunch in top restaurant in the nation. I talk with celebrities every now and then. I meet top people in power. And you are just this boy who attends a public school who is feeding on the barest food. And you just trying to just tear up that guy's spirit, my dear. What you don't understand is that same person you are tearing up his spirit might surpass you in years to come. Can I hear some hallelujah? Hallelujah. Yes. You know, there is something in life. Life is not about who got here first. No. Life is not about who got here first. But life is about what can you do with the little time you are here. Guys, let's go on this little break. I'll be back.
This is Queer City Podcast, Nigerian first LGBTIQ lifestyle podcast. We are queer here, we're LGBT here.
Yeah, thank you guys for staying back. It's still Queer Night of Queer City, and this is still Queer City Podcast, Nigerian first LGBTIQ lifestyle podcast. Guys, as I was saying, you know, something happened about some months ago. I saw a skit about the community. Now, I don't know who, the person who did the skit. I don't know if it's a community member or not. But then I feel that skit is a reflection of what happens in the community. It was a conversation between two community members in the skit. The skit about community members. Two. And one told the other third, classless. Woo! And I was like, oh, really? Okay, now this is a kind of reflection of what happens in our community. Really, we do that to ourselves, right? Classless. Hear some say, okay, there was a time in Ago, then I would hear people talk about their Ago divas, their Ago bitches, and their Ago girls. Now, this is a community of queer guys all in Ago, and instantly they give themselves a kind of cast, right? Once you come, we're not termites, guys. We're a community of people, right? We don't need those classes. Keep them off. Keep them off. We need your hand. I need your hand. We all need each other's hand to go forward, right? Now, it's crazy when classism just seeps its way through our community and drains us of the better thing. See, let me tell you guys, without classism, the SSFBA should have disappeared, it should have been sub to, in the sense that LGBTIQ persons or sexual minorities in power really believe their class is above the SSMPA and the SSMPA can't affect them. That's why they've all been keeping short when it comes to matters that affect the community legally. If they don't feel their class is above the SSMPA, if they feel they'll be affected in one way or the other, they must have all spoken. But then, because they feel their prestige, their power, their knowledge, their money is above the law, who cares? They don't care about getting SMPA. They don't care about that poor boy on the street, that poor girl on the street, suffering because of what? It's not our choice, right? Or what's not his choice, or what's not their choice. It's crazy. It's crazy, guys. It's so fucking crazy. For every person out there, you know, that is still living in that kind of, classism life, that's still living in a classism world, keep your classicist life out here. We don't need it. No, my dear, it's not needed here. What I need here in my community is a hand to help, a hand to help, a hand. You know, this thing is so crazy. It found its way into our NGOs, our organizations. If you've worked with organizations, darling, I've worked with quite a number of organizations as a volunteer. It's crazy. You know, you sense the competition between these organizations. There was a time in early 2016, I was working with an organization as a peer educator, and then I got another opportunity to work with another organization as a community mobilizer. And then, during these years, my first organization, I told my friends that I got the chance to work with this other organization, and this first time my friends were like, dude, if these people should know about it, you're gone in both organizations. I'm like, oh really? I'm like, but then are we not trying to achieve same goals? I'm working at different local government for the two projects, so how do they expect me to just do that? It's crazy, really damn crazy. I don't know how long we're gonna do that. It's really crazy. I don't know how long we're going to do that. We continue this way, we might not head anywhere. Guys, before I go out of the studio today, let me remind you all, Addis Mental Aware is coming up. It's coming up on Friday. It's strictly by invitation. Now, I will do this from Quest City Podcast. I'll be giving out 2 invitations free to my listeners. Now, guys, this is it. To win, go follow Addis Initiative on Twitter and on our Instagram, Quest City Podcast. Tell us the reason why you should be at the event. I love you all. Peace out.